Janesville Bear Dance, Gene Lamar, top left to right, Bear Dance 1981, Bear Dance 1984, Bear Dance 1987, bottom left to right, Bear Dance 1980, Bear Dance 1982, Bear Dance 1983, Bear Dance 1985, Bear Dance 1986, posters, all collection of the artist. One way that Lamar stayed connected to her family and cultural traditions while living in the San Francisco Bay Area during the early 1980s was to regularly make the 400-mile round-trip drive for different gatherings and ceremonies. This included the annual Bear Dance that took place the second weekend of June in the mountain community of Janesville, just south of Susanville. The spring ceremony recognizes the new year, signifies new beginnings, and is a time for all people to come together to make peace, not only with animals like the bear and the rattlesnake, but also with people from different tribal communities. For 8 consecutive years, Lamar designed posters for the gathering that were sold to support the bear dance. Lamar respects the bear ceremony and created the posters to raise money for the cost of feeding people who attend the ceremony and for other expenses associated with the celebration, artist Frank LaPena said. Bear Dance 1984, produced by Gene Lamar, edited by Frank LaPena. Video 18 minutes 5 seconds. Lamar's aunt, Gladys Mankins, revived the Bear Dance in 1953 and was largely responsible for organizing it each year. It was held annually in the small community of Janesville, just south of Susanville, California. The 2-acre ceremonial grounds included a cedar roundhouse, a grass game ramada, and a communal dance area. The Bear Dance was last held in Janesville in 1990, 2 years after Mankins passed away. Youth Growing Up in Rural California, circa 1980s, created with students from the IFH Youth Empowerment Program, Oakland, California, Oil on Canvas, collection of the artist. While Lamar was teaching in the Bay Area, she also began working part-time at the Intertribal Friendship House, IFH, in Oakland, one of the first urban American Indian community centers in the nation founded by the American Friends Service Committee. The organization supported the needs of indigenous people who had been relocated to the Bay Area. Lamar set up a print studio there, and for over a decade, she contributed graphics for posters, flyers, t-shirts, and other printed materials. As part of the IFH Youth Empowerment Program, Lamar helped to organize an exchange involving Susanville and Bay Area youth. The result was a movable mural for the IFH dining meeting room depicting scenes from her homelands, including familiar landmarks, dances, and ceremonies. The San Francisco skyline is in the background. Urban relocation, art of resistance. Lamar was relocated away from her rural ancestral homelands in Northern California to the San Francisco Bay Area as part of the 1964 Indian Relocation Act. The federal program was designed to move young Native American people into urban areas and to assimilate them into the dominant American culture. Many found companionship and community at places like the American Indian Center in San Francisco or the Intertribal Friendship House in Oakland, California, where relocated Native Americans gathered to socialize and network. Many of Lamar's artworks and murals from this time tackle challenging and complicated issues related to assimilation and acculturation. In time, she became respected for her vision of empowering non-white artists and communities of color. While at UC Berkeley, Lamar forged alliances with the Chicanx community. "They took me under their wing. That's where I started learning about how art should be for everyone," Lamar recalls. She admired how Chicanx artists adopted silk screening and the practice of creating outdoor murals to engage, educate, and empower their community. She liked that the art was for the community, not just for one person. Gene Lamar, Just Wanna Dance, 1983, mixed media, collection of the Nevada Museum of Art, purchased with funds provided by the Orchard House Foundation. Just Wanna Dance portrays a young Native American woman contemplating her identity and whether to embrace the powwow traditions of her ancestors or the conventions of Western society. Her sunglasses reflect two choices. She can lace up her moccasins and return to traditional ways, or she can throw on her red high heels and embrace a new way of life. Her ancestor waits patiently for her decision. Jean Lamar, Urban Indian Girls, 1982, etching. Collection of the Nevada Museum of Art, purchased with funds provided by the Orchard House Foundation. Urban Indian Girls reflects the spirit of survival Lamar witnessed among hundreds of young women living in government-run boarding houses in big cities as a result of the 1964 Relocation Act. Their identity as Native American is so strong, even though they're in the urban area. They wanted to whitenize us. We blend in. But we were still identifying as Indians, Lamar explains, of the two young women who are dressed and ready to go out dancing.